individual will is divine will focused on limited objects. The spiritual practices that start to reveal the great force that behind will and desire really has to do with turning desire back from limited objects. And in the tantric system, it's about learning how to be with the limited, with the desire that arises without necessarily focusing on the object. In other words, that even, you know, an apparently non-spiritual desire can lead us back to the spanda that it's its source if we learn how to turn it back from the object, let go of the object. You know, again, when we direct our power, the power of desire, to a specific object, we truncate it in one way or another. We cut that desire off from its energetic source. So that vast engine, that vast power of holy will, which is the source of all creation and all creativity, gets filtered through the mind and senses of a human individual who feels separate from the source and therefore feels a sense of lack. And that sense of separation, that sense of lack, of course, is what leads us to look for something to fulfill that sense of lack, which could be anything, food, another person, an achievement, a spiritual experience. And because nothing that's not the source itself can really fulfill that sense of lack, can fill that sense of lack, then there's going to be suffering in the sense of incompleteness. The movement of desire is its own natural force. The egoic sense of personal limitation and lack will very naturally move to find an object for it. And what we can train ourselves to do is to feel that movement of desire towards the object and immerse ourselves in the feeling of desire, to kind of catch that feeling of desire. And just feel that desire itself while more or less removing your sense of having to achieve the goal that has incited the desire. So this is really the art of learning to work with desire in Tantra. It's the art of learning how to let desire rest in itself. So we're going to do that practice now, and, you know, again, you might want to shake yourself out because I know there have been a lot of words here, and perhaps re-find your connection to your physical body, your connection to the seat, your connection to the chair, your connection to the breath. And I'd like to ask you to get in touch with a strong desire. I know some of you at this time in your life have a strong desire, whether a romantic desire, a professional desire, something to do with your family or your health, or maybe a desire to be free of something that's troubling you. And if you are one of those people whose life has gone beyond desire, to see if you can take yourself back to a time in your life when you had an intense desire for someone or something. And the way to activate desire for most of us is to bring ourselves into the sense of the desired object, the goal, the particular outcome, what is it that you want, what you most want now in your life. And you don't need to sort of sort through your various desires, which I know some of us will do. Just find the one that comes to mind when you ask yourself that question. What do I really want right now? Now feel the energy, the pulsing energy that arises, that's actually energized by the goal, by the thought of what it is that you want, and that's directing itself towards what you want. Can you feel where it is in your body? Can you feel the impulse, the rush of wanting? What's the sensation of wanting? Where is it located? Can you feel it throbbing or pulsing? Can you feel it getting more intense? See if you can let it become as intense as possible. Even intense to the point of discomfort. Now see if you can let go of the object of desire, the person or the thing or the state that you want. Just remove it. And let yourself be fully in the impulse of desire itself. Let yourself fully feel the sensation of desire, of wanting, pure wanting. And breathe into that part of your body, mind, where you feel the strong wanting. Just let yourself be with the pulsation of desire with the breath. Now see if you can feel the space, the subtle field that surrounds and contains the feeling or sensation of desire and through which the breath arises and subsides. Desire without an object is the pure throbbing energy of life. Spanda. And as the breath flows in and around that concentration of energy, for some of you it may have widened and dispersed, for some it may feel very focused. See if you can feel together the felt sense of the impulse that took form as a desire and the breath. And see if you can allow the concentration of desire energy to begin to break up into particles. See if you can feel the breath flowing in and out of the desire feeling and the space around it. And if thoughts are arising, which I know they are for many of you, just let them keep coming up. But coming back to the felt sense of the desire pulsation in the breath.